Welcome to the Newbie Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Patrick, and I'm here to show you the ABCs of exercise and nutrition so you don't have to go in circles trying to figure it out by yourself ever again. Welcome back to the Newbie Gains Podcast. I have a very special guest. We have Busy Mum, loses 40 pounds and keep it off. That's the title. Megan Hicks, welcome to another interview with the Dream Team Academy.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. So let's give people a backstory. You know, we've done it a few times, but there's some new faces here. So what inspired you to start your fitness journey, especially with, you know, working full time, having a child and, you know, taking on a second job now?
Well, just the fact that I couldn't get through a day without having to sleep like three times a day, not being able to even keep up with my son. That was a huge thing for me. And I just felt, I felt terrible all the time. I had massive depression. Like, my mental health was the lowest that I have ever been in my life. And I knew I needed to change.
This was a while ago. And for anyone that's dealt with depression, and I'm not talking about depression where like you wake up, you don't feel like working out, you feel like slightly depressed. Like, you actually went through it. For how long were you feeling like this depression state for?
I went through it for quite a few years, on and off. Sometimes I would kind of like, summertime I would kind of get back up there a little bit, and then I would go even lower than the time before, to the point that I was at my lowest before talking to you. Like, I had a plan. I had everything set, and it was just a matter of days, really.
You know, you have a lot of strength and a lot of courage. Like, we've spoken about this before, but every time you do talk about it, I feel a sense of strength because you're on the other side now. So you can give perspective to people that may feel some of these thoughts, may have some of these feelings. So looking back now, what do you think led you to breaking that emotion, that cycle of feeling so down and like having a plan to like not be here anymore? Like, how did you break that cycle?
Well, honestly, first talking to you helped, kind of gave me a sense of what I wanted to kind of achieve and put that down in actual words and writing. The community really brought me out of my shell and kind of showed me like what life can be like, and that we all have our battles, we all struggle, and that it helped tremendously that way. Kind of bearing up. I do that.
You're getting a lot of love in the community right now, so I'm so thankful you're here. We love you, Megan. I'm glad you joined the DTA. You are amazing. Never forget about this. Biggest hugs to you, Megan. Can't imagine this community without you. It's freaking cool. You've inspired so many people. That's why I keep inviting you back to the podcast. So how did you manage to stay consistent with your workouts and nutrition throughout the last year and a half? You know, so working two jobs now, having a child, like, how do you manage it all?
Not very easily. but that's kind of the nice thing about it. This isn't supposed to be easy. And just constantly finding that balance kind of helped me go too. And once I kind of got a taste of how life can be, it pushed me more and more to find that balance and push harder, which was a big part of staying consistent and finding that motivation.
Okay. Can you share like one actionable tip that helped you push through those tough moments?
One of the things for me was focusing on what I can control, because beforehand I would focus on what I couldn't control to the point that I would drag myself down. And that's one thing you've kind of, this whole team and you have instilled in me, is focus on what you can control and go with that.
Easier said than done, Megan. You know, some people will be like, yeah, just control what you can control. And people are thinking, well, I don't think I can control anything. So for you, how did you create that stronger voice, you know? Because let's face it, in fitness, it's ups and downs. It's like you wake up and sometimes you feel good and sometimes you feel like you're not good enough to start pushing through. The old demons start coming back. That old voice gets in the way saying you're not good enough. You know, the comfort zone is always there. It's always a choice. Like, what's that other voice that goes through your head now?
So a lot of the time I find myself saying like just simple things like, you got this, you can do this. You've done hard things before, you can continue to do hard things. And that does push me. A lot of people have seen me post photos of me legitimately crying in the gym because I'm having such a hard time, but I'm so thankful that I pushed to keep going, because I wouldn't be where I am now had I not and just gone home and sat on the couch and pouted about it.
Exactly. I think a lot of people can relate to that, because I'm looking at my couch right now. It's a very comfortable couch. Every time I sit there, I just sink into the couch. I feel like I'm one with the couch. And for those that don't know, what do you do for work, and what does a typical day look like for you, Megan?
So now my typical work is I work in a library. So I deal with people, all sorts of people at their lowest, highest. Like, that's what a library is about community. Deal with kids a lot, but there's also a lot of background programming, just things to get the community together and do things to get people out. One of the things I've been focusing on a lot lately is just bringing in a lot of mental health programs, which has, I've seen people come in, and now they continue to come in every week and talk to us, and just seeing how far they've come as well just makes it completely worth it.
I didn't know this. I want to touch on this, because I've asked you a lot of the questions I was going to ask you, but I'm very curious about this now. So you've had some mental health issues as well with, I have, a lot of people have as well, for a very long time, to a point like it got pretty bad. You mentioned you had a plan. Now you're teaching what, kids, like how to deal with mental health? Like, if you point the pieces.
Kids and adults, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Now you're like a leader in your social and working environment, teaching mental health when you also went through it yourself. Like, how much of your story do you tell to these people?
These people, I don't really tell my story, to be honest. I more or less just focus on them and try to be an open ear, really.
You know, the best thing you can do, and this is just not coaching, but I feel like what would even be more powerful, you know, for me, Megan, I never told you this, but like, I dealt with a lot of like insecurity and confidence issues in high school. I was skinny, and all my friends around me were Arabic, big Lebanese guys with lots of cousins and brothers. And my brothers didn't go to the same school. I was like a skinny Asian kid. So when I was in a room full of them, like, I was very timid, and I realized I couldn't do that because they're like, they smell like they could bully me. So I remember getting pushed around one day, and I thought, I can't defend myself, Megan. This is terrible. Like, I'm helpless. I need to do something about this. This is a terrible feeling. I'm trapped. So I remember committing to myself during the summer holidays and getting in shape. I came back, and the first day that I came back to school, someone looked at me, one of the bullies, and said to myself, whoa, Pat, like, what'd you do with your arms? Why, they're so big. And for the first time, I had like respect of the boys, and I felt like I started fitting in. I didn't want to fit into those people, to be honest. I didn't want to fit in with them because they're a bunch of bullies. Secondly, I just wanted them to stop bullying me. And thirdly, 5 years later, when I opened my gym, they were joining my gym. Crazy, right? They're like, Pat, you know, I have kids now. I'm out of shape. And, you know, I'm so like in awe of like how much you've transformed people's lives. I want to be a part of it. Help me get in shape. I'm like, you bullied me back in school, but I have forgiven you and I will help you. So I would love to invite you to like tell your story to these guys, because yours is powerful, very powerful.
Cool. Absolutely.
Let's get back to the weight loss, because I know a lot of people here are trying to lose some weight. And you mentioned, the first words you said to me is like, if you can help me lose 30 plus pounds, that would be amazing. Like, that's what you said. What impact has losing like 40 pounds had on your life, both physically and mentally?
Oh, it's awesome. Like, I actually, like, I never really felt, I don't know if hot's the word, but like felt good in my own skin, and just losing that little bit of weight really has made me feel so much better about myself. And the fact that I can outrun my own child now is a little bit of a bragging right for me.
Tell me more about that. How old is your child?
He's 8.
Okay, he's 8. So like, when did you first discover that you're faster than your son?
It was actually in the summertime, and he'd want to have races, and I'd have to actually like make sure I slowed down because I was going to beat him, and I knew he'd be upset. But even my husband was like, that was quick. He's like, you would have been like another 5 minutes beforehand. I'm like, thanks, dear. Like,
so before you lost the weight, were you doing these runs with him?
Not really. Like, I felt so exhausted that I didn't even have the energy to try. And now I want to. Like, I get up in the morning in the summer and go jogging because it just feels amazing.
Okay, cool. I love it. Now, how important was having a supportive community, or like me as your accountability partner, in your journey?
That was a huge thing for me. That it's the community and you is a good reason why I'm here and a good reason that I know what I want to say, but I can't spit it out. But just them cheering me on and has made all the difference, really.
I know it'll be difficult, but I'm going to give you some space. What specifically do they say to help cheer you on those down days?
Just acknowledging the things I'm doing. Like when we do our challenges, like everybody's just like, you're rocking it. Like people notice and take the time out of their busy life to just give you that little bit of boost. And it really makes you feel good. They don't have to say anything in particular, but just knowing that they've taken that time, it literally means the world to me. Like this whole community means the world to me. Like I love watching everybody else and I try to like comment on as much as I can because I know how it makes me feel.
You also have been a huge inspiration. You've helped probably like 8 people in the Dream Team Academy take action and actually join the program because of your actions, because of your authenticity, because of the results that you've gotten, for your never giving up attitude. You've helped people change lives. Like one of the biggest reasons why we did a giveaway last year on Black Friday and gave it to your friend Jenna is because we knew like one, her application was phenomenal. She won the 12-week challenge. And I loved her story. Oh, I won't lie. Like, I want to work with more people like Megan. So I'm like, you know Megan? That's brownie points. Because every person that knows you or a friend of yours or anyone that you meet randomly at a coffee stall, like when they see your results, they're inspired. And if they're inspired by your results, I know they're not going to give up. So you play a big part in your own transformation journey as well. Now, if someone's watching this either on YouTube or listening to this on a podcast or who just graduated Newbie Week or has been here for a year and they've plateaued, what's one simple step they can take today to get back into momentum?
So if they haven't started, reach out to somebody who can help because that was a huge thing for me, like reaching out to you. I tried so many things. Like it is so overwhelming to look online and you see all these like amazing workouts, all this cool journaling things. You get super pumped, excited. You try to do it all and then you crash and burn within a week because you just don't have the knowledge behind it to follow through. So that's a huge thing. Like reach out to somebody and take it step by step. Like something as simple as just getting your water intake is something simple that anybody can do. And then just add one extra thing every week or day or month, depending on what it is.
Let's touch on that. You said you've tried all these stuff, right? What diets have you tried before learning about macros and food freedom?
Like beforehand?
Yeah.
So I've done like these detox diets, the cleansing where you're literally angry hangry all day and you snap at people because you're so hungry. I've done like the shake diets. I've literally done the starvation diet where I didn't eat anything for like days. I didn't understand macros, so I thought I had to be like low carb. Like I thought all carbs were bad, to be honest. I thought all fat was bad.
What did you eat? Nothing. Food was terrible. Stay away from food.
I tried so hard to do all that I ended up eating everything and I just stopped.
That's very interesting you say that. And I really want to touch on this because, you know, not only did you join the DTA, you've done like all my high level programs. You're the first one to show up. You're the first one to register for any next level coaching intakes. You're the first one to check in. You're the first one in Fix Your Form. You're first, right? Like you want to win. I can see that. Since you joined these programs and you went into the education part of macros, what did you learn that you didn't understand before?
I've learned a lot. And some of the biggest things is you need food. Food is quite important. And it fuels you. I understand better now, like how the different macros do fuel you with like protein and carbs. Like I didn't realize like you need carbs pretty well for energy. Like I wonder why I'm exhausted all the time, but I didn't consume like any healthy carbs. Like I had nothing in my system. Like even before this, I would go a full day without drinking water because it was not something I even thought about.
What type of carbs do you have now?
Everything.
Tell them all. Everything. Don't hide it. Because I've seen your macros and I know what exactly you eat. So go share everything.
I eat a lot of oatmeal now. Love oatmeal. Carbs. Now I gotta really think. Put me on the spot.
On a typical weekend, if you're not following your macros to 100%, because you're not 100%, and that's okay. If you want to eat off the meal plan, or you want to like enjoy a dinner date with your partner, what's a typical meal that you would have that you would feel bad for?
Be like French fries with gravy, or what we call poutine. Okay. I love that. It's cheese gravy. Even just like battered chicken, like I'd feel guilty for eating all that. And actually now I kind of lean towards like the rice dishes because I never tried any of that and I kind of prefer it better now.
Okay. What type of rice dishes do you like?
Just like different stir fry dishes, anything really. I don't really know anything in particular, but.
That's fine. And a big thing with you as well, not just the food side of things and your relationship with food changing and evolving, your workouts, your strength training, your posture, your form, your technique, your understanding of movement. How much has that changed since you invested into the program?
Oh, it's a huge difference. Like you don't really think about like how bad your posture is, but when I first started, I remember doing videos of trying to do like the barbell bench press. And I literally, you guys told me to put plates under my feet because I couldn't touch the floor. Well, my posture and body has changed so much that I can touch the floor without plates. Like it seems so silly and simple, but I notice small things like that now. It's incredible. Even just when I stand, like I stand up taller now, or when I'm sitting, I notice that now, like I'm a lot more tall. Whereas before I'd be like really hunched.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely stronger. We have a segment in the Dream Team Academy, guys, called Fix Your Form. And every week you upload a video in the Fix Your Form group section. And then me and Joe will critique your technique to make sure you put the ABCs in order. Make sure you guys get stronger, your posture's right, and you're lifting correctly to prevent injuries from happening. Megan shows up to 90% of those calls. And that's the reason why her strength has vastly improved. To a point, we're doing strength testing now because you have a competition in a few months called Fire Fit. Can you tell the Dream Team Academy exactly what this competition is all about and a bit of a backstory on why you decided to commit to that?
So it's a competition that is made for firefighters. It's a very like demanding challenge that you will do with full bunker gear on. You wear what we call our SCBA pack. So it's our breathing pack on our back. So you have an extra like 100 pounds on you. And then you climb this huge stair. I don't know. It's like 100, 200 feet in the air that you go. And then you pull up probably a good like 70 to 100 pounds of hose that you pull up and drop. And then you got to come down and you got to run like different obstacle courses. And then at the very end, we have what we call our Rescue Randy, who is 175 pounds of dead weight. And you have to drag him 150 feet backwards.
So you got to deadlift Randy, who's like a dummy full of sand, and you got to pick this guy up and drag him. How long, sorry?
150 feet.
150 feet. Now, when you first picked him up a few months ago, could you lift him off the floor?
No.
Okay. So she sent me a video a few weeks ago, like trying to pull it up. And all I said was like, move your hips towards the dummy and then lift him. So you get more like your core activating, not your lower back. Now, like, I think you sent me a video today. Like, what's the progress like now with Rescue Randy?
So it was pretty well, like, first video, couldn't lift him. And then I tried, it was a few months later, I got his butt off the ground and I was so excited about that. And now today, I got his butt off the ground and dragged him backwards. Probably, like, I don't know how much of a distance, but I went, like, to one side of the truck to the other and back. So it was probably probably 70 feet, I guess, give or take.
Yep. And we're not stopping, guys. Like, we've just upgraded her training program. So she goes into this obstacle course, not trying to just get through it, but like do really well in it. Cause you can participate or you can like go for gold. So we're going for gold. Now, a few more questions. Like when you first joined, you know, having the investment in front of you, and I don't think you've invested into your fitness like this before. What were some of the fears that you had before joining, if you had any?
I had lots of fears because I had no idea what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I had just been following you. And just something about you, I just had this feeling that it was going to be all right. And I talked to you and it just really got me motivated. And I had never spent money into something like this. So obviously you're nervous. And within like the first week, I was like, I'm never leaving. Like,
It's funny you say
I had already learned so much, and the compassion that you had, and then just meeting the group, and it just kind of went from there. And now it's like, I don't know if you're ever going to get rid of me, to be honest.
I really don't want to. I think every single time you come up, it's always interesting. There's always something to work on. It's always new and fresh. And I appreciate your energy, not just into your own results, but what you pour back into the community to inspire others. I'm so grateful for that, because not only are you a client or a student in the academy, you're a leader. And I can see that. And it's freaking amazing to see. So sometimes I'll just jump on this podcast to just share your story once over and over again, because I know it, like, it will impact someone else's life. So we want to say thank you, not just myself as the coach, but every single person. If you look at the comment section later, you have a plethora of like messages with support and love. And I want you to go through that later. Okay. Would you say the investment was worth it?
Yes.
And what type of people should join the Dream Team Academy?
Anyone, everyone. If you want change, then you need to join.
Amazing. I love it. Guys, you've heard it here. Megan, the most realist and raw you can possibly get with her story, coming from a place where she didn't know if she wanted to, you know, live, to put it point blank. And I don't know where you're at in your life when you listen to this, whether you're inspired or whether you're down in the dumpster. Just know that if Megan can do it, I know you can do it. Because when we had the conversation 16 months ago, it just started with a dream. It just started with a goal. And if you have that, you can keep going. If you don't have a goal, you will go in circles and you might never figure out what you're capable of. So Megan, I appreciate you guys, Dream Team Academy, podcast listeners, YouTube listeners. Thank you. We appreciate you. See you on the other side. Thank you for listening to the Newbie Gains podcast. Done. Cool. you want me to read some comments out? Can you see the comments, by the way? I don't know if you can.
Well, there's little pop-ups that are coming up on the screen. It just says Facebook user.
And then, yeah, you don't know the name, right? That's funny. I didn't know the name up. But yeah, thanks, Megan, for showing the world is a better place with you in it. You're cute. Well done. Thank you so much for sharing your story. When you were like, I'm never freaking leaving, someone's like, we don't want to. Number 1% better every day.
Yes.
You're kicking ass. Cool. That's it. I've got to run up to a meeting. Megan, I want to say thank you again. I will definitely call you up again in the next few weeks because you always have a different thing to share, and I'm excited to get you into this competition coming up.
Yes, I can't wait.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Newbie Gains podcast, and hopefully you got some inspiration. If you did and you want to learn more on how me and my team can help you start getting fat loss results, DM me transform on IG and I'll send you more details.